KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, state wrestling championships will get underway Thursday in Des Moines. There'll be lots of representation from this area as the 2A and 1A state wrestling qualifying district meets held on Saturday along with the 3A meets. In Class 2A, the state wrestling district meet held here in Atlantic saw Atlantic Cam qualify four wrestlers for the state championships, including Cole Hansen at 106 and Reed Nichols at 152. They each won district championships. Carter Cox and Austin Williamson also qualified for Atlantic. Creston Orient Maxburg qualified nine wrestlers, seven of them district champions, to move on to the state meet. Clarinda had six qualifiers, Bedford Lennox with a couple, Red Oak had one, Missouri Valley with one from that 2A meet. Also Class 1A at the district qualifying meet in Class 1A at I-35 High School. Riverside qualified four wrestlers, Tatum Blummel, Tucker Blummel, Jacob Vogel, and Coy Maher all qualified for Riverside. For AHSTW, Joel Becerra and Christian Danker both advanced. Also for Griswold, Hadley Ogg moved on to the state meet. Ben Fries of Nottoway Valley qualified at 120. Audubon has three qualifiers, Jake Mulford and Brad Kirkhoff. Each won their district titles. Trevor Smith also advanced to state for Audubon. Exira EHK has Evan Hansen moving on at 182 pounds after winning a district title, while Guthrie Center has Austin Labs and Cale Crowder both heading off to state. Also in 1A at the district meet at Underwood, Logan Magnolia qualified five wrestlers for the state meet. In Wyatt Crocker, Brady Wilson, Brady Charbonneau, Riley Wallers, and Drake Johnson. Underwood has two, Alex Thompson and Cody Kingery. Christian Polly of Tri-Center advanced. Also Alec Mormon and Josh Hopkins of East Mills qualified for the state meet. Dakota Moss and Brett Blackburn of Southwest Iowa qualified. Stephen Gregory of Trainer and Gabe Schaefer of Woodbine also qualified for the state meet. Also Class 3A at the wrestling district meetup in Sioux City, Lewis Central qualified eight wrestlers for the state championships. Thomas Jefferson also has eight moving on, and Glenwood with five wrestlers advancing to the state wrestling championships. The state wrestling meet getting underway Thursday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and we'll have live coverage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from that state championship. In high school boys basketball over the weekend, it was IKM Manning beating South Central Calhoun 78-44, Lewis Central topping Ralston, Nebraska 57-48 in regular season hoops. In girls regular season play, Bishop Heland Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson 69-22. Also in girls postseason basketball on Saturday, Class 3A regional quarterfinal action saw Kemper Catholic hold off Atlantic 62-53. Kemper Catholic led throughout much of the basketball game, but with just about 2 minutes left, it was a three-point contest before Kemper Catholic made a quick run of nine straight to open up a 12-point lead, and Atlantic unable to bounce back from that as Kemper Catholic advances with that victory. Also, Red Oak advanced with a 65-20 win over Clark. Shenandoah beat Clarinda 69-49. West Central Valley topping Greene County 61-60. In 2A regional first-round girls play Saturday, it was Logan Magnolia over West Monona 64-21. St. Albert beat Missouri Valley 53-37. Woodward Granger over Audubon 39-37. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda Academy 68-23. Southwest Valley beat Earlham 52-50. Tri-Center over AHSTW 39-25. Underwood moves on with a 55-36 win over Riverside. Tonight, boys will join the girls in basketball postseason play. 1A and 2A district first-round matchup set for tonight. Here on KJAN tonight, we'll be in Audubon for a 1A first-round doubleheader as Glidden Ralston will play Guthrie Center in the opener tonight at 6:30. That'll be followed at 8 o'clock by Audubon facing Cam. We'll have those here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Also tonight at Logan, Charter Oak Ute plays Woodbine. Logan Magnolia faces West Harrison. At Essex tonight, Heartland Christian will play South Page, and Essex battles Riverside. At Orient, it'll be Mormon Trail versus Lamoni, and Orient Maxburg battling East Union. In 2A first-round matchups tonight at IKM Manning High School, it'll be Missouri Valley facing Kemper Catholic, and OABCIG against East Sac County. At Trainer tonight, AHSTW plays Clarinda, and Underwood will battle Red Oak. And at Truro tonight, it'll be Southwest Valley facing West Central Valley and I-35 against Clark. Those winners all move on in postseason play. If the Iowa Hawkeyes end up playing in the NIT, this past week will be a major factor. The Hawks dropped their second straight head scratcher with a 66-61 overtime loss to a Northwestern team that hadn't won a Big Ten game since New Year's Eve. Iowa shot only 32% for the game against the Wildcats zone, and they misfired at a number of key free throws in the extra session.
I'll tell you what, I felt we attacked the zone really well. That wasn't our problem. Our problem was defense.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the problem was not their play on offense. As he said, it was defense.
Well, we gave up 6 threes in the first half, 9 assists on 10 baskets. So this obviously tells you there's no ball pressure whatsoever. We were helping where help wasn't needed and leaving three-point shooters, and now they jump on you. They were up 10 in the first half. Takes everything you have to get it back to even. They hit a 3 at the buzzer. You know, just very disappointed in our defensive intensity and execution.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes didn't play defense until it was desperation time late in regulation. Jared Utoff scored 25 points, but he was the only Hawkeye in double figures as they fall to 6-6 in Big Ten conference play. Wisconsin likely will remain among the top 5 when the Associated Press men's basketball poll comes out today. The 5th-ranked Badgers are 23-2 overall and 11-1 in the Big Ten following an easy 68-49 win against visiting Illinois. Also 7th-ranked Arizona clobbered Washington State 86-59, and Utah picked up its 17th consecutive home victory as the 11th-ranked Utes beat California 76-61. Seth Tuttle scored 22 points, and number 13 Northern Iowa matched its season high with 12 three-pointers to beat Missouri State 68-57 on Sunday. The Panthers shot 57% from the floor in the first half, including 9 of 14 from three-point range, as they improved to 24-2 on the year. They're 13-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Jeremy Morgan and Deion Mitchell each added 11 points for the Panthers. The Iowa Hawkeye women strengthened their hold on second place in the Big Ten with an 81-64 win over Indiana. Melissa Dixon led 4 Hawks in double figures with 15 points, and Samantha Logic had a big game with 11 points and 11 assists.
You know, it wasn't anything flashy, but it was just a nice, strong, clean win. I mean, we only have 10 turnovers. We have 26 assists on 32 baskets. You know, we were a little three-point heavy in that first half, but we settled down. And I thought our crowd was fabulous today. I mean, almost 8,800 here. Just appreciate the Hawkeye fans coming out to support us.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are 12-2 in the Big Ten. They're 21-4 overall on the season. And Jeff Gordon will start from the pole in the final Daytona 500 of his career next Sunday. Gordon announced that this will be his final full-time season as a NASCAR driver, and he's been adamant that next Sunday's Daytona 500 will be his last. The 4-time NASCAR champ and 3-time Daytona 500 winner secured the pole with Hendrick teammate Jimmy Johnson locking down the other front row spot. For the first time in 57 years, knockout rounds were used to determine the pole sitter, and not all the drivers liked it. Clint Bowyer called it a cute show after he wrecked in the first round. Reigning champion Kevin Harvick grumbled Daytona's tradition had been ruined, while 3-time champion Tony Stewart called it a complete embarrassment for our series. Not long after qualifying was over, the cars of Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Denny Hamlin failed post-qualifying inspection for the Daytona 500 pole. Earnhardt and Hamlin will have to start at the rear of their qualifying races on Thursday. Earnhardt posted the 10th fastest time in the final qualifying round. Hamlin was the 3rd fastest in that session. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.